from your masters of war. Here they build the big guns. Here they build the death planes. Here they build all the bombs. Here they hide behind walls. Here they hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your mask.
What do you think about Iran? Would you hit Iran? And he goes, as long as they don't hit the nuclear stuff. That's the thing you want to hit, right? I said, I think he's got that one wrong. Isn't that the what you're supposed to hit? I mean, it's the most, it's the biggest risk we have. Nuclear weapons, the power of nuclear weapons, the power of weaponry. You know, I rebuilt the entire military. Jets, everything. I built it, including nuclear, and I hated to build the nuclear, but I got to know firsthand the power of that stuff, and I'll tell you what, we have to be totally prepared. We have to be absolutely prepared. But when they asked him that question, the answer should have been, hit the nuclear first and worry about the rest later. And that's what they should. That's what they, if they're going to do it, do it, do it.
My daughter's asleep, and I know that because I kissed her goodnight almost 2 hours ago.
When are you and Mommy coming home?
There are times when we make history.
It doesn't matter. You're going to be asleep by then, right?
And there are times when history makes us.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, little P.
To ensure you that the same American dream shared by our fathers, our mothers.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Ours just went black, too.
Mr. Secretary, you need to put the phone down.
Mike, what the hell is going on?
I said put the phone
ma'am.
Down.
Please check your bank account.
But I
the White House.
I don't know where you're getting.
Mike, please, just tell us what you know.
Capitol's been attacked.
Congress. Cabinet.
Eagle is gone. Sir, you are now the President of the United States.
This is the most devastating attack on our country since 9/11.
Anyone claiming responsibility?
Not yet.
Guy's never been elected to anything.
Did you know President Richmond fired him this morning? Now he's the president.
Maybe he'll realize he has no business running the country?
We're in a state of war. Tom Kirkman is not going to get us through this.
What the hell am I doing here? I'm not the guy for this.
Is Dad scared?
Dad's not scared of anything.
You really believe I should step down?
I do.
You may be right. But for now, I'm all you got.
The world thinks it can test us right now.
What do you want me to do, General? Declare war? There are different ways to show force. We are going to do this my way. If it doesn't work, we'll try yours. You're still on my side.
I'm always on your side, Mr. President.
Whoever did this is just getting started.
Mr. President, you need to be stronger than you've ever been before.
Mr. President, you're live. Five.
I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States. So help me God.
And his rocket company is the only reason we can now send American astronauts into space. Come here. Take over, Elon. Yes, take over.
Hi, everyone. As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
When a snake's in your kitchen, you don't invite it to dinner. You cut off its head.
You make a good point, General. And seeing that this is my kitchen, I am relieving you of your command effective immediately.
What?
General, you are fired.
That snake gave her a vicious bite.
When we make history, and there are times when history makes us, this is a crucial moment for our nation. And America's colors burn brightest when we meet challenges head on. For far too long, the wealthiest 1% have seen their fortunes only grow, while the rest of the nation lies in worry. That needs to change.
The question is, how do we pay for it?
But the question is, how do we pay for it?
Mr. President.
Sir.
President.
Did we get a positive ID on Serafian's body yet?
Yes, sir. It's been confirmed.
That tragedy lands at my door. I'm sorry. Admiral Chernow. You are in command. I would like to proceed with the attack in Algeria as planned.
Sir?
Admiral, prepare us for war.
Yeah, my throat is dry. My knees are weak. It's so damn hot. I can't take it anymore. When I get you in the shadows, I'm gonna show you what it's for.
Something. I had a sneaking suspicion, but I wanted more information first. All the signs were there, sure, but I didn't want to scare anyone. You'd have called me crazy, because it is crazy. It would have made more sense if we were on the brink of an all-out invasion. But this? I didn't think we'd actually let something like this happen. I thought we were smarter than that.
But what happened?
Because my primary client works in the defense sector, I spent a lot of time studying the cost-benefit analysis of military campaigns. There was one program in particular that terrified my client the most. A simple three-stage maneuver that could topple a country's government from within. First stage was isolation. Disable their communication and transportation. Make the target as deaf, dumb, and paralyzed as possible. Setting them up for the second stage. Synchronized chaos. Terrorize them with covert attacks and misinformation. Overwhelming their defense capabilities, leaving their weapon systems vulnerable to extremists in their own military. Without a clear enemy or motive, people would start turning on each other. Done successfully, the third stage would happen on its own.
What's the third stage?
A coup d'etat. Civil war. Collapse. This program was considered the most cost-effective way to destabilize a country. Because if the target nation was dysfunctional enough, it would, in essence, do the work for you. Whoever started this wants us to finish it.